How much do you need the Lord today? Well, an intellectual answer can say, give the answer. But really, how much do you need the Lord? I think we could probably accurately say that the value of things is on, that we put on things is how much we need it. Don't you think so? If you really need something, you'll have more value to it. You'll place more value on it. Gold's valuable, but it isn't more valuable than food. You can have a whole lot of gold, but when it gets right down to it, you can't eat it. How much of it would you give then for something that you need? You give it all. The song says, we need each other, brethren. When I get the idea that I don't need you, I don't put more value on you. But when I realize the value that you may play in my salvation, and I say, I need you, then you become valuable. You become very valuable because I have need. I think it's the highest compliment that can about be paid a person for someone to say, I need you. I know when my wife tells me I need you, that makes me feel pretty good that I'm needed. You know, we need the Lord because, you know, we can come to a meeting like this and, you know, we can put on our monarch clothes. You know, we can come and assemble and we can put our best foot forward. We should. We can promote our good singers, and we can promote our most talented speakers, and we can make an order of things, and we can do all those things, but we can't bless ourselves. We can't give anything to our souls. We can't enhance ourselves. We can't see inside ourselves. We can't deal with ourselves. We can do some human things, and we all do human things because we're human, but we can't, there's things that we can't do. And this is kind of, in my mind, to start the meeting off, I'd like to establish something that we really need God. We need to let God know we need God. Lord, we are only human, and we come and we will be blessed simply because I'll be blessed because I'm already blessed. I'm blessed because I'm with my favorite people in the whole world. And more of you is coming all the time. And I'm blessed because of that. I enjoy being here. There's no place I'd rather be right now than where I'm at. Well, I ain't talking about this circle. I'm in this building, this place. I'm blessed. But we need God to help us. We need to acknowledge more and more how valuable God is through the need that we have for Him. Lord, if it isn't for you, I'm not going to make it. Lord, if it isn't for you, I don't see myself. Lord, if it's not for you, 2014 Monarch is going to come and go without any benefit to me at all. Lord, I need you. We need you, Lord, to come visit our assembly, Lord. Show yourself strong on behalf of us, Lord. Help us as a people to know where 2014 we belong. Would you help us with directions that we may not know? Where do we step out for the next year? What new grounds do we go into? What can you help us in this place that we go? Give us direction at this time and point in our life. It comes through. I think the Lord wants to collectively bless us, but He wants to individually bless every one of us that's willing to open up ourselves and acknowledge, Lord, I'm feeble. I'm feeble. I'm fallible. What I think I know, I often don't. What I think I can do, I often fail at. Lord, we need you. We need you to help us to be able to get what you have for us in this meeting. So I'm thankful for the meeting. I'm thankful for the people. But I have a real sense today of a need of God to help me be able to get what God wants me to have, to be able to do and be what I'm supposed to be. I want to start with a scripture in John, 21st chapter of John, the third verse. It says, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship, and immediately, and that night, they caught nothing. This scene happens after the crucifixion of Jesus. These men were called to follow Jesus. They had done it. They had done it. They followed Jesus. And in the course of their life, I think we could verify this. I think that in the course of their life, they didn't toil. They didn't labor for their food like they had before. In the course of their life with the Lord, they were fed by the hand of God in their ministry. I think they went along being fed by charitable givings and by the inspiration of God. They were fed as they went. And all this time that they had followed the Lord, this had happened for them. And now there is something happens. Jesus is gone. And now they're left with a decision. What are we going to do? This is the way we were provided for. This is the way we ate. And now people aren't handing us things anymore. What are we going to do? Well, what would you do? We have a decision to make. So Peter says, I go a fishing. So it's what I revert back to. Understand what I'm saying? Do you know I believe that every one of us here lose our salvation, we revert back. You delivered from something, guess what? You go back to that. You're going to go back to the same weaknesses, the same problem. You're going to go back to who you were. You revert back to that. Peter was a fisherman. So what is he going to revert back to? I think I'll go do, no. Fishing's what I know. That's what I do. That's what I've done. That's what I know. So he reverts back. Now I'm going to fishing. Do you think it's strange that he didn't catch anything? Now isn't that, I mean, under this, don't you find that a little even amusing? That he decides, I'm leaving and I'm going fishing. Very skilled man. Made a living at it. Knows how to do it. Knows when to do it, where to do it, how to do it. And he goes out there and all night long, he catches not one little fish, not enough to make his breakfast. He catches nothing. I was meditating the other day. Lord, is there anything you want me to have for Monarch? And right as that thought was in my mind and I was meditating before the Lord, one of my family members, I don't even know who it was singing this little song. And just as I said that, the part of it come out, and I caught no fishes. And I caught no fishes. And I thought, and I caught no fishes. Do you know how many times I've caught no fishes? Naturally and figuratively, there's a lot of times I put out my efforts, my energy, my desire, my wants, my ways, and I catch no fishes. There's no blessing on it. And God is in it. God's in it. God was in this. Do you know what they might have felt like if they'd went out there and been very successful? They might have thought, this is working. This is working. No, the Lord said, I want to show them something here. They went out and all night long, they put their energy, their effort, their knowledge. You think maybe in the ship, and I know I'm taking some liberties here, but I know people communicate, and maybe one of them says to Peter, we ain't catching anything. Is there a better place to go? Well, we always catch fish through here. We ought to be catching a plenty. And they talk about and wonder why you ain't catching any fish. No fish. No fish. No results. Nothing to bless. Nothing to feed. Nothing to help. Where am I at? Folks, if you're in a place like that, God is in it. God's in you not catching any fishes. Because God's got something more than that for you. You want to say, I can accomplish what we can do. I think we got some fairly intelligent people around here. We can get our heads together and we can solve some things. I'm scared. I'm scared of it. Because the Lord wants to do something more for us. All night long, and I caught no fishes. I wasn't able to do it. In all that I thought I could do, all my ability, I could not bring it to myself. But I need it so badly. Understand what I'm saying? I'm in a place I need it badly. And I can't do it. Folks, look at the world that we live in today. In your mind, is things getting better? But now wait. Aren't we getting more intelligent? More advanced than it was 100 years ago? Aren't we smart enough to solve our problems? Aren't we intelligent enough to say, this is what needs done? We can solve, we ought to solve these problems. Well, then what's the problem? The problem is you fish all night and you catch no fishes. The problem is you do it, you struggle, and you catch no fishes. Why? Because the Lord told the fish to leave. Because the Lord said, no, not without me. You're going the wrong way. Our country is in a turmoil right now of problems, trying to solve problems. How do we solve the problems? Let's get together. No, it's this way. No, it's this way. Well, let's go this direction. Well, let's get together now. Come on, guys. Let's get together and we'll solve it. No, you won't. You'll fish all night. And you won't end up with anything. Because that's not where the Lord wants it to come from, and He owns it. He owns it all. I know what the answer is, and it isn't some big profound answer. It's an easy answer. Answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. That's the solving of the problems. You know, the Lord does work through humans, but we've got to yield ourselves to Him. Peter says, I know what I'm doing. I'm going fishing. What do you think he was thinking? This is going to get me back. This is what I'm going to make my living at. You know, the Lord spoke here, and one little example is Peter, you will never be able to fish again. You're not going to be successful fishing. It's not going to get it anymore. You went out with all your knowledge and understandings and you casted your nets. You caught nothing. Nothing. Well, let's read the rest of the story. They says, and they caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. No is the answer, folks. I want to tell you, we need the Lord. Because we can get together and the end up answer is when you get through, how was Monarch good for you? The answer is going to be no. It wasn't. No, it wasn't. You know, I've known many people that have come to the meeting and not get anything and go away saying, I'll never go again. It's too hot. It's too miserable. See, everything's different. And I'm sitting scratching my head and saying, that was a wonderful meeting. Yeah. I was so blessed. Yeah. Oh, that was so good. You got any food? You got any meat? Have you caught any fish? Never caught a thing. I'm talking about substance. Yes. We're talking about something that's going to give you life. Yes. Did you catch any, Peter? Nope. and done it all night and didn't get a thing. Nope. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw for the multitude of fishes. That was set up by the Lord.
Yes.
He totally set up by the Lord. From nothing to the great bounty. Yes. You know, we really need the Lord. We really need the Lord. If the Lord decides to withhold, what are you going to do to catch? There's nothing we can do. I acknowledge today. It takes some humility to do it because we want to feel like a lot of times that we do know something and we are something and there's something we can accomplish and there's some blessing in the way we do it. But the bottom line of it is, if God doesn't bless it, it's not blessed.
Right.
And if God doesn't give, there's nothing given.
Yes.
And there's nothing valuable. So we're entered into the monarch meeting, but you know, more than anything, our prayer is Lord, meet with us. Meet with us. Bless our assembly. Help us, Lord. Help us to remove anything that would be displeasing to your coming and visiting with us. Help us to do what we need to do because, Lord, honestly, I need you. I need you. All the world needs. The United States of America needs God. We need God. The direction is incrementally going further and further away from God, and incrementally it's getting worse. And it will always be that way because they'll fish all night, but they won't catch any fish. And at the bottom of it, there'll be the results of that. I want to look at another scripture. It's in the 107th Psalm. Oh, let's see. 23rd verse says, they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. That is so, I get such a visual of that. Anybody that's ever been out on water like that, my brother-in-law took me out on the Chesapeake Bay one time, and we went fishing, and we was all fired up about going fishing. We were gonna go out and catch us some fish. So he takes me out in the Chesapeake Bay around these old piers and where the fish was at, and boy, we was gonna catch some fish. Well, we got out there and we started fishing, and we didn't catch any fish, and we fished and fished and. Well, he said, it ain't quite good time yet. It'll be a little better later on. And we was getting ready to really get it. And we looked off, and here come the thunderclouds. And the lightning started flashing. And we kept there, and it's a little ways off, but it's coming fast, he said. Mark said, we're going to have to get out of here. But I ain't caught a fish yet. And he said, we seen it come. We fishing hard as we could fish, and it was still coming. And he kept saying, we're going to have to get out of here. And the wind started picking up, and the waves started rising. We were still fishing. We're going to catch us a fish. Well, I'm like these guys. I caught no fishes. But the storm come. I was glad he had a big boat. Because we was hitting those waves, and he was running hard trying to get out. That storm hit, and we was in the storm. And it says, it lift up to heaven. I know what it's talking about because it lifted it up, and then down we would go down and the water would spray. And be honest with you, that was quite a ride that evening, getting back. That's what this is talking about.
Yeah.
And it's talking about the idea of being out on there, and you know what you become? Helpless. You just encountered something that's bigger than you are. You know what? We go through life, and when everything's running real smooth and we got everything, got the world by the tail, and everything's going real good. It's why older people have a better sense than younger people do. Not just to pick on you young people, but when you get to my age, you've had a lot more aches and pains and heartaches and problems and difficulties and things that's too big for than you have. You got the world by the tail. I don't. A lot of times it gets me by the tail. If it wasn't for the Lord, I'm dependent on the Lord to give me more strength to be able to handle it. But what happens is, and you can see the vision of this scripture. They go down to the sea to do their trading, to work. You got to work the sea. The merchantmen go to there and they build boats to do it. Human labors, okay? Human hands build boats. And they learn that if you put a mast up, that the wind blows, that you can catch that wind and move along quite quickly. They learned that you put a rudder in that you can steer it, and they learn how to build ships. And they build them by their wisdoms. Then they get them out on the sea. Now they're out on the sea, and all of a sudden the sea lifts up, and God speaks and commands it.
Yes, he does.
And now what are you going to do? Well, the scripture says their soul is melted because of trouble. You ever been in a place like that? To where all of a sudden something was so big, so much bigger than you, that you melted inside? That you melted down and felt so nothingness? You felt like destroyed? I'm not able anymore. I used to be able to. You know, I've had some mental disturbances in my life. Some depressions and things. I used to look at it when I was young and doing it, and just never could understand why somebody would be that way. And then it happened to me, and I wasn't able to just shake it off. I wasn't able to say, I'm strong. I'm a strong mind. I've got fortitude, so I just shake it off and go on being a merry, happy guy. It didn't work that way. And I melted. Because now I can't control my own thinking. Now I feel bad and don't know why even. It just comes on me and I'm depressed. Those kind of things happen and I melt before it. You know, I had a God that was bigger than that.
Amen.
But it got me down to my understanding who I am. I need the Lord. I need God. I could be as mental as I can lose it. I can do anything. I'm dependent on God. This is what this is talking about. Man does everything that he can do, and he gets out onto the deep sea, and the Lord commandeth, and now, listen, they reel to and fro, stagger like a drunken man, and I love this expression, and are at their wits' end. You know what that means? I've heard that expression all my life. It means you're at your wisdom's end. Your understanding. That wit means wisdom. You've run out of your capability. You ever hear somebody say, I'm at wit's end? I don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. No, there's nothing to do. Wisdom's gone. So what do you do in the middle of a hurricane in a ship? Brother Ed, you reckon you'd put your mast up in the middle of that? Why, it'd tear you apart. You couldn't. You have to put it down. So now you're going by a direction, but the direction you're going, you're not directing. Do you need wind power to keep you off the rocks? Oh, we're going to use the rudder now. Rudder don't work now. All that we made this ship to do, none of them will do it. None of it keeps me off the rocks. None of it keeps me out of the storm. None of it keeps this ship afloat. We pegged it together. We glued it. We tarred it. We pitched it inside and out. We made it to be watertight, and now the water's coming over the top. And now we're out here in the middle of a storm, and we're at our wits' end because there is nothing humanly to do. Steering don't help. Not steering don't help. Lifting the mast up would be worse than laying it down. What are you going to do? There's an idea in this that the Lord wants us to get a hold of. Yes. The Lord commandeth the sea to be a sea.
Yes.
He commandeth it to show the power of God. And it shows the power of God.
Yes.
And it'll make you feel real small. Yes. To God's people, He still commands the diseases. He does. He still commands them. He commands foul spirits. He commands evil people. He still commands. God's still in command. When I get out on this place and get to these kind of places, I know the only thing that I can think. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, I need you to help me. I run into my wit's end and can do nothing else. Have you ever just prayed and prayed and prayed and you didn't seem like you was getting any results? And you wasn't getting there? And you know what the Lord does most of the time? He wants us at our wit's end. It's when we resign human wisdom. I don't acknowledge that we're smart enough to fix our problems. I don't acknowledge that. I don't think we are smart enough to fix our problems. I think we ought to be at least smart enough to turn to God that can fix our problems. I think we ought to get to our wits' end so that the Lord can help us. We need God in this meeting because we can have a gathering. We can have a picnic. We can have fun events, but we can't bless ourselves. We can't save ourselves and we can't save our family members. We can't make this a spiritual blessing. We can't do it. We can't get ourselves closer to heaven than we've ever. We can't do it. So we need God to do it.
Yes.
I thank God in retrospect. I thank God for coming to my wit's end. Coming to wit's end is a tough place to come. It almost always costs me a little hide somewhere along the line. It costs a little skin. It costs a little problems. Almost always costs me something before I can get to this place till I resign. I resign. I give up, Lord. And I put the value where the value ought to be on something that I need more than anything else. I need the Lord in my life. You need the Lord in your life. You need Him to help you with what is here now, but what's coming. Because you're going to end up at your wit's end. You're going to end up at your wit's end in this life, somewhere or another. Let's read the rest of this scripture. It says they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then, now I wonder about this scripture because then, you hear how that says that? They didn't do this at the beginning of this passage. And the Lord commandeth the winds and the seas to rise up and then they cry. No. No, that wasn't what it said. After they get to their wit's end, then they do something. Lord, help us. You know, I think it'd be valuable to get to your wit's end quicker. You know, there's an acknowledgement. We don't have to wait for... You don't have to wait to do that. I honestly don't. I mean, I know we are. I know we're human. I know what it takes. But I'm not saying that it has to be that way. Why don't we just resign ourselves to the Lord? Lord, we need you. I need you. I'm not capable of it. Lord, I want to institute you. I want you to get in my life. In my life, in my decision making, in my way. Lord, help me to build a boat that'll float. Sure. Help me to put a rudder that works. Sure. But help me in the times the storm comes. Lord, I can't, this ain't gonna float in the storms. You remember the story of the Titanic? Human foolishness. Human foolishness. It was all that was human foolishness. We built a ship, somebody was supposedly said, we built a ship that the Lord can't sink. Foolishness. Foolishness. The greatest ship ever built. This ship was going to be the fastest. It was the most luxurious. This ship, icebergs won't hinder this ship. Can't be sunk. Well, do you think it was happenstance, really, that it went down on its maiden voyage? I don't. I think it was the Lord saying, oh, really? Well, I'm going to set a story in history that will be told for 100 years or longer of how decadent it is for humanity to think that they can do something. Well, this it says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bring them unto their desired haven. Now, isn't that a beautiful passage of scripture? To visualize that whole scene of these sailors being out there, of that storm that's going to destroy them, the sinking of their souls, coming to their wits' end, crying unto the Maker, crying unto the Lord, and he brings salvation, calmness, quietness, peacefulness. How many times have I, that's a story of, but how many times have I lived that? How many times have I saw the hand of God quiet the storm, bring peace and tranquility to the situation, and bring me, although in my heart I desired it, it wasn't what the forefront of it was, but the Lord brought me to that desired haven, a place in God that I trusted him more. A place in God that I saw him more real than ever before. The desire of my heart, I wanted to be closer to the Lord. And through that, the Lord brought me to that place that I always desired anyway. It's what I really, really wanted. And the Lord used this issue. You remember the scripture where the disciples are in the ship with the Lord, and the sea becomes rough and wild, and Jesus is asleep. Lord, help us. Don't you care? Folks, eliminate that from your thinking. He cares. Today. You know what? If I was in a ship going down, I'd be more than glad to have the Lord on it. I need you, Lord, to make my boat to float. I need you to help me to be successful in this life. I don't claim anything else today. I don't claim anything other than the Lord's mercy on my life. I feel like that failure can be so close to me sometimes. I feel like that losing out can be so close. And I ain't trying to discourage anybody or say there ain't victory, because there is victory. But I'm saying sometimes it seems like there's a line that is so close to get to, that I recognize and see in better men than I am, more intelligent, more gifted, better men have failed. And I look at that and say, these men were capable. They had saw the great blessing. God had worked in their lives. They wrote songs. They've ministered. They've done these things. They were intelligent. They were gifted much more than me. And they failed. And I look at that, and the only thing I can say is, they forgot where it come from. They lost the value that they needed to have on God. They lost the absolute need in their life. That beyond the daily food, we need God. We need God's word more than the things of this life. We need God. God will provide all those things. But all in our heart, it ought to be to fulfill me. To fulfill me. I need things to fulfill me. You do too. I have things that I need fulfilled in my life. The number one thing to fulfill my life is the Lord.
Yes.
In my life. An active relationship with the Lord in my life. Very familiar scripture in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 10. In 23 says, O Lord, I know. Now, Lord, help us. Do you know? Because this scripture says, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. I know it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. I think that pretty well says it. We can do a lot of things. People can try to do a lot of things in this world. But he can't direct his own steps. He cannot make things happen. He cannot change the direction of people. He can't change people's hearts. He can't make a milder, calmer world. We like to say that if we do certain things, they'll have certain results, and it's true, but it's not the way people think it is. Because you can't change people's hearts. See, the Lord, and we ought to all have this well founded in our life, because it is absolutely true. God's not a mean God. God is a loving God. God is not a vindictive, vengeful God. God is a loving God. He's got to respond to evil a certain way, but God is a loving God. And he loves us. He absolutely loves us. And the parameters that God makes, we need. I need God's parameters. Because God knows what it is that's going to destroy me when I don't know. So he gives me parameters. And he says, don't do this. You know, holiness is a parameter. It's a parameter. And what it is for is to guard our hearts and minds. Understand this. It's what the world is losing. Because you can come up with all the dictate the laws. You can dictate rules. You can say this. You can try to make it milder. Let's be more tolerant. You can do all that. It's getting more vicious all the time. You know why? Because it's the natural course of a carnal mind and heart. It's the natural course of sin. It's why there's more viciousness. There's more vileness. There's more lasciviousness. There's more. It's why it is. It can't help from go that way. And God gives us parameters. I'm still on the same thought, because we value God. You need God. Therefore, when we start saying that, we can start getting into particulars. When I start saying that, I get into the particulars. I say, I need my wife. I need you, honey. That's a good thing. She's about always going to say, okay, then what is it that you need? What is it about me that she wants to know? What are you talking about? Now I've got to get down to the essence of why, what it is. Her civility, her help, her prayer. I got to get down to the particulars. Same way. I need God. What do I need him for? I need God. That's an easy statement. We all need God. Well, we need him because it's his air. He don't have to let me breathe it. So I need God and let me breathe his air. I need him. The sunshine. We need God. I need God for something personal here. I need God to direct my steps. Because I think I know how to do it, but I got to acknowledge, Lord, I don't know. Where should I go then? What should I do? Lord, is this all right for me to watch? Come on, it's true. I don't know, do you, Lord? Put parameters. Parameters to guard my heart, my thoughts, my heart. God, help me to guard it. The world didn't guard it. They don't recognize that they need the Lord, but I recognize, Lord, I need you. I need your parameters. I need your salvation. I need your encouragement. David, one time, men turned against him, going to stone him. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He got courage from God. He wasn't able to fight it anymore. He wasn't able to do it. He didn't have courage for it. But he went and got courage. You ever up against something that you don't know what the answer is? And you say, well, I don't know what the answer is. And in our human things, we usually ask people that we have respect in, what do you think? What do you think? We get a few answers. Do you ever have it come back till they said, oh, no. well, if it was me, I might do this. And another say, if it was me, I might do that. But I'm still in the same place. And I don't know how to direct my steps. I need God's parameters in our lives. We shouldn't shun that, folks. We really should embrace it. We should really say to the Lord, thank you. Lord, I need you. I need your law. I need your rules. I need your standards. I need standards for my day. You know, standards is not, doctrines are different than standards. Doctrines don't change. Doctrines are what it is. But we hold different standards on doctrines. You know what I'm saying? Modesty is a doctrine. You can't get away from modesty, but how you live it is the standard of it. Understand what I'm saying? Honestly, we need the Lord to help us to know where the standard's at. We really do. We need the Lord to help us to know where to place that standard in 2014. Because standards do, stay with me, they do move a little bit. Doctrines don't. Modesty will always be a Bible doctrine. But standards are varied over centuries, and you can go back in history and see it. I'm not standing up here in a robe today. You've got different kind of clothes, and that's because things change, and the standards will change along with that and be variables in it. And we need not our thinking, human thinking, not our ways. We need God Almighty to direct our steps, to give us, listen, people, it's not to be scared from. It's a blessing. Parameters of holiness. Holiness standards. Not to fit in with the world or look a certain way or that, or fashions or nothing like that, but how to present the gospel. Amen. In our day and time as purely and as straightforward as we can. Lord, help us in this day and time to be able to do that. And of course, other things that you said, divine healing, for instance, is a Bible doctrine. It's a Bible doctrine. Absolutely. Where you hold that is called the standard of it. How far and what you do. We need God to help us. Yes. We could get together and say, well, this is acceptable. This ain't, this is acceptable. You know what we need? We need parameters. Yes. God's parameters in our lives. It's called conviction. It's where I'm convinced. God has convinced me that I please God. Lord, I need you. I need you. I don't know what one step in my life might lead to another. I don't know what those two steps may lead to, a lot of steps. I don't know what they may be. I need the Lord to help me to be able to understand that and realize today, folks, we don't know how to direct our own steps. Admit it. We don't know how to direct our own steps. We need the Lord to help us. To be able to direct our steps. We're not in D.S. Warner's day. We're not in Brother Fred Pruitt's day. We're in our day. Amen. And we can be just as godly men and as powerful as any of the men in the times past have. Yes. What did they rely on? God. They needed the Lord for their day, for their message, for their time. They needed the Lord. That's what we need.
Amen.
So as we start 2014 Monarch camp meeting out, we need God.
Yes.
You're going to have a profitable service, it's going to cost God's in it. Yes. Lord, we really need you to help us today. And as individuals go, you know, there could be a great meeting here and the congregation profit greatly. Don't mean you will. It don't mean you will. I know it's possible to sit right there on the front bench and daydream about all kinds of things. And be totally out of it. That's where I sit. That's why I know that. So I acknowledge. My mind wanders. I need the Lord. Because I can't always control it. I need the Lord to help me to control it. I need the Lord to help me to be able to get what the Lord has. Suppose I'm daydreaming about doing something when the very words being spoken is what I'm supposed to have. I just missed something that might make a big difference to my life. I encourage all of us, and it's within your capability more than you think. You make the decision. You need the Lord. I value God because I need him. More and more all the time.
Amen.
I value what I have to have. And Lord, I have to have you or I'm not going to be saved. I'm going to be lost. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.